T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jerry's got Rutgers for a couple of days.
He's lazy.
No, he's not. It's a lot different than laziness.
He's lazy.
He was lamenting the fact that, I mean, they feed him on these trips. And yesterday he was like, oh, my God. I'm like, what's going on, Jerry? He's like, oh, I just got the meal plan for the next 4 days. I'm eating 7 times in 3 hours. I'm like, well, you don't have to eat it all. He's like, yeah, but you do because you're with the team. And, oh, man. I'm like, Jerry, you'll be all right, man. Seriously. We do have CeeLo in.
It's a tough problem to have, huh?
Yeah,
too much
right.
food?
Yeah, too much food.
Yeah.
Yes, right.
I know what that's all about.
Eat me.
What's up, CeeLo? What do you got for us this morning?
Good morning. Brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. The Unwrap a Jaguar sales event is back. And visit Ray Catena Jaguar of Edison and the all-new Jaguar Marlboro. Let's get the Knicks out of the way first. The only local pro team who actually played last night.
Knicks back within 6 after trailing by as many as 16.
Can't stop this guy.
And Griffin, a clear path to the basket, throws it down. And Blake Griffin now at 24.
Swiss cheese deep.
Mike Breen, Clyde Frazier, MSG. Pretty straightforward. The Pistons hold the Knicks to 40% shooting, and they led throughout the final three quarters. 115-108, the final. Knicks' three-game winning streak comes to an end. David Fizdale asked if this one was simply a product of a lot of road games recently.
I don't know. I thought we came out great, and then we hit 17 points, and everything just stalled.
It's a high octave there at the start there.
I don't know.
Blake Griffin finished with 30 for Detroit. Alonzo Trier, 24, 10 boards off the bench in defeat. He continues to impress for a guy in a two-way contract.
Right now, I got a two-way player that I can depend on in a game. It's really remarkable. I don't know how many of those guys are out there running around in the rotation right now.
He's been outperforming the other youngsters, including Kevin Knox and Frank Ntilikina, who combined for just 4 points on 1 of 10 shooting across 31 minutes. And this one, quick turnaround for the Knicks. They visit the Sixers tonight. Jimmy Butler all of a sudden doesn't want to talk about putting the Knicks on his possible trade list back in September because now he's seemingly happy in Philadelphia for now.
Yeah, right. I mean, of course, I would assume that he would stay there. I mean, if you're going to be on any teams in the NBA, the Philadelphia 76ers are on that short list.
Not a bad place to be.
Right, and they have a future, too, and they're in the East. They can make it to the finals every year.
That is fair. Nets and Jazz from Barclays Center as well tonight. Pregame on the Fan, 7:15. Let's get to Pat Shurmur with Mike here on the Fan from yesterday. We understand the Giants are 3-8, and we understand that it's a weekly spot. He has to come on. He has to say something. But it gets to a point where it's just kind of like, I mean, come on now.
We got to find a way to win games. That's part of building a team is instead of you got to win games. And I get that.
Did you catch the little pause there? He almost said, instead of losing, you have to win games instead of losing games.
Wow. Well,
Pat Shurmur.
Which kind of reminded me of that great little bite from Trent Dilfer a few years ago, if you recall that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
Which is fun in a 4-second span. I'm sure there was a larger point there, but, you know.
Yeah, well, but when you isolate it, it makes them sound ridiculous.
Of course, yes, it does, which is fun. That's what we're all about, you know. And then Shurmur even managed to sneak in a little jab at Odell Beckham Jr. about this answer on kicker Aldrick Rosas says he has a football player mentality.
It doesn't matter to him whether he got a good night's sleep or he was hydrated or any of the sports science stuff. He just goes out of there and kicks.
Oh,
wow.
How about that?
Man.
Right, so let's make something out of that now.
Of
well,
course.
Let's basically open this door. Baby up and create some controversy. Give the boys who write for a living something to write about today.
You're telling me that wasn't a veiled shot? It had to have been. You went to hydrated?
Mm-hmm.
You went to hydrated.
Hydrated in sports science.
You go straight to hydrated. You know that he's taking a veiled shot at Odell Beckham Jr. There's no doubt about
right
it.
Right after he, of course, again, missed the beginning of the second half against the Eagles to get yet another IV.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't like drinking water, all that good stuff. So, and this after spending basically 2 days answering questions about what Beckham had to say about the play calling and the game planning. So,
I mean, those guys do not like one another.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if Odell Beckham Jr. has a big problem with Shurmur, maybe some of the play calling stuff that happened on Sunday, but Pat Shurmur is not a fan of Odell Beckham Jr. off the field. He doesn't like him off the field, man. The way he reacted after that ESPN interview really bothered him. both publicly and apparently the way he handled it in the locker room, and the way that he handled the comments that were brought to him yesterday. I mean, it was Monday now. I mean, you could just tell it just eats at him. Like, this guy just shut up already.
OBJ would look great in a Cleveland Brown uniform, wouldn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I know. I think so, too.
I'm telling
man.
You.
I think so, too.
Next to his boy Jarvis Landry.
That'd be perfect.
That's what
him.
I'm saying. You know, and Cleveland has the assets to get it done if they want it.
I don't know.
Hey, an
I think
AFC
that's asking
team,
for
they
trouble.
Got assets. You got,
I understand. I'm sure they can pull
about,
it off.
Are you talking about it from a Cleveland Brown standpoint?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I got Baker Mayfield. That kid owns that team now.
Nice. They're building something
yeah,
nice.
That kid is locked and loaded. Did you see Le'Veon Bell, what he said?
I did.
Oh, maybe I want to go play with Andrew Luck. How great would that be?
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, these kids know. They know what's going on out there. They know where they want to go.
Yeah, that's a lot of personalities
I mean, OBJ in Cleveland, man.
With Landry and Mayfield.
Be like LBJ, right? Or whatever.
Okay, then. That works.
LeBron James, right? Wasn't he LBJ? Didn't they call him LBJ?
Yeah, a little bit.
Something like that.
Whatever. All right.
Okay. Bron, the land.
Bron, the land.
Let's do it.
King James.
That's yeah. right.
Okay. Got a million nicknames.
Man, could you imagine that? Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham Jr., Baker Mayfield. It's
too much.
Nick
too much
Chubb.
Going on. Yeah, Nick Chubb, by the
Come
way, is
on,
kind of
man.
Under the rug. He's been real good
yeah,
since
he's
they
been
turned
really
it over
good.
To him. Yeah.
You know, they kept it simple, start running a little bit more. Freddie Kitchens is the offensive coordinator, coordinating things.
Did you say under the rug?
Under the rug.
He's kind of like Jason Witten.
Yeah, under the rug. People aren't talking about him. That's right.
Under the rug.
Under the rug. Swept it right under the rug.
Is it under the radar?
Radar, yeah. Maybe.
Under the rug works, too.
No, it doesn't.
Sure.
You sweep things under the rug when you want to cover them up.
His emergence is swept under the rug.
It's kind of like pulling a rabbit out of his head.
No, I mean, listen. You got Jason Wittenitis over there. Nick Chubb is not under the rug.
If only my paycheck were as large as Jason Witten's was.
Right. Well, I got a feeling you're going to be in this business longer than him.
All right, so you're against it from a Brown standpoint.
I'd be concerned. I mean, all of a sudden they got something
you're concerned
going on
about
here.
What? You got
about
two
what?
Of the two explosive receivers that are buddies.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
maybe it could be fireworks off the field a little bit, but man, I'll tell
I'd
you what.
I'd be concerned about what.
Exciting.
How's it worked out for Odell here in New York?
That would be a pretty exciting time.
Oh, it's a perfect place for him, man. Baker, those guys. Oh, people would be thrilled.
Who's people?
The Browns fans, rather.
And
Browns
fans will be thrilled. Giants really want to kick a rebuild in and get restarted, then that's
the way to
do it.
Bunch of picks back. Enough with this draft stuff with the Browns. Get a goal out there. Get a player. Let's go. Let's go for it. Trade for Odell Beckham Jr.
Okay. Yep. We'll sweep that under the rug and move on.
Right. Yes.
So we go from Shermer to a former Giants head coach in the headlines yesterday. Tom Coughlin, our old buddy, in studio appearance on 1010XL down in Jacksonville, promoting his charity, the J Fund. And after treading lightly for a good 10 or 12 minutes or so, the co-hosts finally got around to asking him about the Jaguars, their disaster of a season following up the AFC Championship game appearance a season ago. Coughlin quick to point out that they were a whistle away from the Super Bowl. The hosts were like, yeah, you were 7 or 8 minutes away. He was like, no. We were a whistle away from the Super Bowl, right? Mm-hmm. So, of course, he would decide to keep most of the team intact for 2018, including the contract extension for Blake Bortles.
Aren't you going to fill other pieces in and try to be as good as you can be?
Well, we all thought it made sense.
And
sure.
We tried, didn't we?
Huh? Yeah.
Well, the nature of the game got us. So we go back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
But I'll put the gloves on with anybody that wants to talk about
there.
what you know. Yeah. Hey, let's face it. Our numbers are down all over the place.
Now, so these...
Kiss my ass.
Yeah. It'd be nice if those guys would, like, shut up and let him finish his thought.
Hello.
Because the quote read great. You read the quote, you're like, oh, this is wonderful. And then you go and listen to it.
Yeah,
and these guys stepped all
over. Yeah, what was that again?
It's exciting. Here we go. Step lively.
Burn the boats.
Burn the bridge.
That's why I do the same thing.
We have to service each other.
The same thing, Tom. Yeah, you're right.
God. I want to know when he's going to finish the sentence. I'll put the gloves on with anybody. Okay,
yeah, I know. He's talking about putting gloves on.
Yeah.
And these guys are like, gloves. What type of gloves, huh? What? Yeah, yeah.
Unity over self.
Private portals. Jeez. Anyway,
he wouldn't need gloves to beat the hell out of anyone, by the way,
no.
Either.
Did they ask him a question about Blake Bortles?
They did. Well, and that was the interesting thing. When that came up, they didn't even say his name. They just said the young man.
Really?
And the co-hosts were like going on and on trying to get to the question. I think they were just probably afraid to put it out there. And it got to a point where Coughlin kind of looked at him and was like, was there a question in there? Or was that just your opportunity to say what you wanted to say? And they laughed about it. And then they went back to talking about the charity. So it was a little...
It's a tough spot.
It
I'm
was
sure,
a tough spot.
I guarantee we've all been through these things. This was probably booked for months and months to talk about the charity. Yeah. They never thought they'd be sitting here 3-8, whatever the hell they are.
Seven losses in a row.
Right.
Offensive coordinator fired Monday.
The PR guy probably showed up with Coughlin. He was probably hanging out in the control room. Do not ask any questions about Bortles or Nate Hackett or any of this stuff. He's here to promote. And these hosts, instead of saying, screw it, who cares? The team sucks. If we don't have Coughlin on again, it's not going to matter. Now's the time we need to ask him some questions. They sat there and they were nervous as hell and were asked about the charity the whole time and then went, yeah, over any real answer.
I think the issue as far as, you know, taking the approach of, oh, we got nothing to lose, is I got the sense from watching it, they had a relationship with him. He's been on with them before to promote the charity.
Then it should have been easy for him.
Going on, yeah.
It should have been easy.
And Coughlin was not at any time was he, you know, like in a bad mood, like, I'm going to walk out of here if you guys don't pipe down.
Right.
But they were trying to tread lightly,
especially when you have him sitting next to you like that. You should be able, because he doesn't have the ability to hang up. And if he ends up walking out of the studio, I mean, that's news right there.
No, he
just ask him the questions, man. Listen, this guy was a head coach in New York for a long time. He can handle whatever question you throw at him, so throw them at him. And right now, he should be answering some damn questions about that football team and how he handled this offseason, right?
And that's what's bothering some people down there, the larger Jacksonville media has put in multiple requests to speak to him throughout the season, and they've been denied.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. He is not going to undercut the coach.
Right.
Because he remembers what it was like to be a coach. Right. You know, when he was here, Jerry Reese did not give, you know, he might give one interview during the year.
Yeah, during the bye week.
Gives one, you know, whatever it is. But they let the coach do their job. Their job is to be the voice, the face of the team throughout the season. You know, the general manager is supposed to give him the tools to go out and coach the team, and give them the ability to win. I understand that. I can understand why he would not put himself out there for those reasons.
And he was very careful yesterday to say, anytime they were talking about the team's mentality, the team's approach, he was, you know, that's Coach Marone. So he was, as you said, making
respectful
it about
the coach, and exactly. He should be.
And they have obviously a longstanding relationship prior to, you know, being together in Jacksonville. Elsewhere, you had the head scratcher from the Redskins. They claim linebacker Reuben Foster on waivers from the 49ers just 3 days after his arrest on allegations of domestic violence. He was quickly placed on the commissioner's exempt list, meaning he can't play or practice while the league further looks into the case. Redskins also had a statement released effectively saying that he'll never suit up for them if the allegations turn out to be true,
right,
and that he's guaranteed nothing.
Right. So what happens here is that the agent gets involved, and the agent has to defend his client to the ownership groups of the teams that are interested in possibly signing him. I have no idea what the hell happened here. We can only surmise what happened here, or we can speculate what happened here. But according to everything that I have read, only one team called the police department down there in Tampa, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, the Eagles. Okay. That's
the Eagles are the only team that tried to go a little bit further in depth to get some answers. I'm not sure what the Redskins, maybe they just figured, look, we'll take a shot at this, and maybe the agent is telling us that he's got people in his life that, you know, that he's put around himself that have really been bad for him, whatever it is, because I don't know what the answers are yet, but I think the NFL did a smart thing, putting him on the exempt list.
Yes, that was very smart. And also another factor here, there's a lot of Alabama players on Washington right now. Reuben Foster, also an Alabama player. I would not be surprised if those guys vouched for him.
Doug Williams, in his statement, said, we spoke to his former teammates that are here in our franchise who spoke about, you know,
and this
who
also,
he is.
Right. And this also
is.
Who
is he? I mean, he's been arrested a number of times.
But they did
three times in the case.
What is going on here?
Three times in 1 year.
Yeah, it's all since the new year.
And I think San Francisco, even Richard Sherman said it. Look, he put the team in a bad spot. Yeah. They have no choice but to do this. So at least that made some sense out of this whole thing. So
you got Lamar Jackson's going to probably start again for the Ravens.
He is.
Okay. Well, did they officially say that?
He is.
Okay.
He's going to start, man. What the hell's wrong with you?
Boomer.
I'm Boomer Esiason.
And I've got, not only do we have our usual Wednesday morning Mike Tomlin for you next hour, we also have some Ben Roethlisberger for you, because he had quite a few things to say.
That's right.
On our sister station in Pittsburgh yesterday. You're a former employer.
Right. So Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
There you go. And St. John's is 6-0. They won last
night. Yeah, good job by Chris Mullin with Maryland Eastern Shore, right?
Correct. Yes. Beat him up.
So here's the deal.
Bingo!
All the tough teams early on. What was I going to say? About Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
This is the time of year where people start getting testy in the NFL.
A little friction.
As you heard from your boy Tom Coughlin and Pat Shurmur each and every week, a little more testy here and there. Now talking about hydrating and all this other stuff. Now Ben Roethlisberger goes off on some people.
Yeah, he loves it now. He doesn't care. He just goes on that show. He's been doing that for a while now, weekly spot. He just goes on there and just lets it fly.
I remember this time last year we were playing some wacky stuff from Ben on in his weekly, you know, his weekly show. And then Tomlin's reaction. So we're right there again. Happy New Year for the Steelers.
They had three bad turnovers. They ran up over 500 yards on the Broncos. They had no business losing the game.
Right,
none.
But they did. And that's what happens.
Yes.
When you're them and all those personalities and you lose.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.